Can the underdogs make it? I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Millions of Americans will be on the edge of their seats today as the underdog team, USA, takes on the Netherlands at the World Cup.
Now that the group stage is over at the World Cup, there are no more draws and the stakes are clear. Win and advance to the quarterfinals or lose and go home. For Team USA, the odds of beating the Dutch increased Friday with the news that star Christian Pulisic has been cleared to play after suffering a pelvic contusion while scoring the game-winning goal against Iran on Tuesday. How long or well Pulisic can play with the injury remains to be seen. The Netherlands also dealing with player fitness issues with a flu bug working its way through the team. The Dutch not saying how many players are under the weather. The match kicks off at 10 a.m. Eastern time with TV coverage on Fox. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
The Pentagon unveils its first new bomber aircraft in more than 30 years, the B-21 Raider. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says, this is not your father's bomber.
50 years of advances in low observable technology have gone into this aircraft. And even the most sophisticated air defense systems will struggle to detect the B-21 in the sky.
The new stealth bomber is designed to keep China in check. Houston police make an arrest in last month's shooting death of rapper Takeoff that happened in a dice game gone wrong outside a bowling alley.
I can tell you that Takeoff was not involved in playing in the dice game. He was not involved in the argument that happened outside. He was not armed.
Police Sergeant Michael Burrow says they charged 33-year-old Patrick Xavier Clark with murder. And the victims of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting file a $27 billion lawsuit against police, the city, and other officials for failing to follow active shooter protocol. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Britain's Prince William and Princess Kate cap off a week in Boston by holding a gala awards ceremony for the Prince's initiative called Earthshot.
Alongside tonight's winners and finalists, and those to be discovered over the years to come. It's my hope the Earthshot legacy will continue to grow, helping our communities and our planet to thrive.
Winners in five categories got more than $1 million each. Among them, the Indigenous Women of the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. And the group has trained more than 60 women in ocean conservation methods. The search for a Texas girl that's been missing is over. Sadly, she is dead, but police have a suspect.
Wise County Sheriff's deputies say a FedEx driver abducted 7-year-old Athena Strand from her Paradise home and then killed the child. Cops say that the driver, 31-year-old Tanner Lynn Horner, had delivered a package to the home about the time Athena went missing. They say Horner has confessed to the crime and that they have digital evidence linking him to it. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The baby formula shortage has improved from earlier this year, but there's still a shortage of some critical brands.
After Abbott Labs recalled formula over a bacteria scare, popular Similac formulas were hard to find, as were specialty brands like Alimentum and Elicare. The Biden administration invoked the Defense Production Act, and the FDA brought in formulas from overseas, especially from Europe. Now, shelves are mostly stocked, but not always with the kinds of formulas moms know their babies will eat. And now, officials at Reckitt Benckiser, the makers of Enfamil, say supplies may remain constrained for a few more months. Reckitt, a British company, has now become the number one infant formula supplier in the U.S. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.